Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hearing a lot about key swing states like Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Michigan. What do they mean? And which one of these races are the most important to follow? Because they will have an impact. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso with us this morning. Good morning, Jeff.
Morning to you. So, yeah, I mean, next Tuesday's more than just the presidency. It's also the balance of power in Congress. And so many races to count. But if we focus on what everybody else is focused on, it's the battleground states. I mean, that's where the battles are. We're looking at some really tough Senate races. Senator Tammy Baldwin in Wisconsin trying to seek her third term as a Republican challenger Eric Hovde closes in. The race now a toss-up. In Pennsylvania, Democratic Senator Bob Casey vying for his fourth term against Republican Dave McCormick, another now toss-up. Same dead heat situation playing out in Michigan. Three-term Democrat U.S. Rep. Alyssa Slotkin faces former U.S. Rep. Mike Rogers for that open U.S. Senate seat. We're also watching Ohio, where incumbent Senator Sherrod Brown is one of the most vulnerable Democrats on the ballot this year, second only to Montana Senator John Tester. Balance of power right now. Democrats lead Republicans 51-49, so every race is crucial. In the House, 27 House races now considered toss-ups across the country in states like Michigan, Alaska, Arizona, California. About eight races in California we're seeing both parties dumping a lot of money into them because, you know, again, it could also help determine control. The 435-seat House, where Democrats seek to upend the 220-212 GOP majority. In the state of Pennsylvania alone, $260 million has been spent just on the U.S. Senate race. Of course, there's governors and other state races, down-ballot races, that are equally as important and on the line because, you know, nowadays they seem to affect national issues. As of right now, nationwide, just shy of 64 million people have casted their early ballots.
And, you know, if we have the presidential, the candidates, of course, they promise a lot of things. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But like you're pointing out this morning, if you don't have the votes in the House and Senate, you're probably not going to do a whole heck of a lot.
Well, and you may get impeached depending on who controls the presidency and who controls Congress.
True. And then also the importance of the president and the Supreme Court. Anyway, that's a different story. All right, so We got all these. I don't see it midnight next Tuesday. I don't see any real winner in the presidential thing. I don't know about the rest of them.
We have plans to be on the air for our coverage. We're fanned out across the country and different places and with different campaigns. We're going to be up till 1 a.m. Eastern time. I think it's fair to say we'll probably be up a little bit later and then in the coming days, into Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday, we will still be kind of where we are and try to sort it all out.
All right, Jeff. Hey, thanks for being with us. We appreciate it. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso with us this morning, talking about those key swing states and the races and the House and the Senate. Wow. A lot to it, more than just the presidential race. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS and Halloween night last night. Shelley and I, of course, we gave no indication we were even there. We went to bed, turned out the lights, and didn't have a trick-or-treater, didn't have the bell rung at all. But before we went to bed, I looked out and my neighbors to the west. Jennifer and Bob were sitting in their driveway with one of those I call them flower pot fires going. What is that, a chimney? Is that what that thing is? Anyway, they had that going. They're both bundled up, and they were going to pass out treats. So I said, well, If any big kids come along, tell them not to ring our doorbell because there are crabby people living here. And she said, they said they'd do that. So if any kids came around, they got some treats there. Now, my daughter out in the west part of town, kind of surprised about this. She and one of the twins bundled up, and they got out in there and sat out there on the driveway and passed out treats. There wasn't much wind, but gosh, it was kind of chilly last night for that. Did you go trick-or-treating in your neighborhood, Ted?
I've never, ever sat in my driveway to give out candy.
You haven't?
You have to come ring the doorbell.
Yeah. That's the old-fashioned way.
Is that not done anymore?
Yeah, it is, but, you know, that's sort of kind of the fun when there was kids. You know, some kid come to the door, and you'd give them some grief. Well, what are you supposed to be? Oh, it's that. You're precious. Isn't that
yeah.
nice? Yeah. A little interaction there. But, see, you don't. I don't know. They had interaction. It just wasn't at the front door.
All right.
Yeah. They were outside. All right. Daylight savings time coming up this weekend, or going away, I guess. Changing the clocks, if you have that. And it's, you know, if you don't have that, it's up to you. Oh, I wanted to mention this.
So you gain an hour, but it gets darker an hour earlier.
I wanted to mention this. Broadcasting legend Bob Costas has called his final MLB game, Major
what?
League Baseball. According to reports, Costas is retiring from baseball play-by-play after 42 seasons. Has it been that long? I remember when
yeah,
he started. He was just a
too.
Fuzzy-cheeked kid. 72-year-old broadcaster's TBS contract expired this season.
Oh.
The Athletic says he plans to publicly address his retirement at a later date. You know, after leaving school back in 1974, he joined KMOX Radio in St. Louis. And, of course, that's one of our Odyssey stations now. It wasn't then, but I visited KMOX this last summer. We went up there, and there's his photo up there on the wall. One of our guys.
Proud alum.
KMOX Radio in St. Louis is huge radio.
Our house.
Cardinal station for years and years. Costas began his Major League Baseball career calling games for NBC in 1982.
Yep, that's where I first got exposed to him.
He was inducted.
Did the backup game with Tony Kubek.
Yeah, he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2018. And joined the TBS crew in 2021. So apparently, he hasn't made it official, but apparently, Bob Costas is going to retire at the age of, what did I say, 72? I'm still a young man. Huh?
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I like a good game called by Bob Costas.
Bob Costas,
he's a baseball. He's a huge baseball
guy. Baseball. Yep. You bet.
Yeah, he's got a great hockey story as well, if you ever want to look that
up. Yeah, he has a
up.
Lot of good stories.
Yeah.
Okay,
fantastic.
I'll look that up. And local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. In recent years, we've seen several national food and beverage chains either land in Wichita or announce their intentions to come here. Most of that occurring this year, with Louisiana-based Raising Cane's making the biggest splash, noting plans to open its first local restaurant on the city's west side next year. This week, the fast-growing chicken finger chain shared a bit more detail on its timeline and confirmed that the location is 350 South Ridge Road. It's a former Pizza Hut Italian bistro space north of Kellogg and across from Chick-fil-A. A Raising Cane's representative says construction should begin in December, with doors opening in the summer or fall next year.
Embattled plane maker Boeing is said to be exploring the sale of some parts of its space business. That's according to the Wall Street Journal. The Virginia-based defense and aerospace giant is said to be exploring a move to offload its Starliner spacecraft and its unit supporting the International Space Station. That's according to the report, which cites people familiar with the matter. Now, Boeing is reportedly not considering the sale of its units building NASA's space launch system, according to the report. The program includes massive rockets the company has contracted to build for NASA for future lunar exploration. The company says Boeing doesn't comment on market rumors or speculation. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. And, Ted, you were talking about Raising Cane a minute ago. When we went to, my family went to St. Louis this past summer, we stopped in Kansas City and ate at one of those places.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't terribly impressed, but it's kind of popular right now around the country. Raising Cane.
Remember when a year or two ago there was that somebody came out and said they were going to be 25 Jack-in-the-Boxes coming to Wichita within the next 2 to 3 years?
Yeah, that happened.
I sure haven't seen that manifested.
No.
Are you complaining about that? No, I'm just saying. Sometimes places say they're going to come here and it just doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Especially we're going to have 25 Jack in the Box locations in Wichita. Really?
Okay.
I'm not sure there's a need for that.
Really.
Or a want.
Today is National Calzone Day.
Oh, I had a calzone Wednesday night at the Bob and Luigi's.
Take the delicious toppings and cheese and pizza and tuck it up right into a tight, into a warm, garlicky,
so
crispy
good.
Package.
Mm.
Now, that's what we need 25 more of,
yes,
Bob and Luigi's.
Yeah, couple, or at least 3 or 4 more, at least.
Yeah.
National Calzone Day. Isn't that the line from Godfather? Leave the gun, take the calzone? Isn't that?
Well, that's he got cannoli. The first couple letters right.
Yeah.
What was it he was?
Cannoli.
Cannoli. Okay. I knew it started with a C, and I knew it was Italian, so I was close enough. All right. So that you had a good one, huh? A good calzone.
Oh, it was tremendous.
Oh, good
it was really, really good.
Glad to hear it.
Did you get the Luigi? That's a really good one.
No, I just got made my own.
Okay, cool.
All right.
And the calzone at Grimaldi's is also insane. So good.
Ted, you need to go on a little calzone tour, just take people around.
I do.
That'd be fun. All right, coming up here at the 8 o'clock hour, stay with us, Steve and Ted, this morning. We have the latest on a deadly shooting involving teenagers in East Wichita overnight. Ted has sports on the way with our special guest.
Yeah, our usual Friday morning live visit with Mitch Holtis, the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, for about 15 minutes out.
Plus entertainment news, it's called The Blur.
Yeah, our first blur of the month and here in November, so we'll get you all your entertainment news heading into the weekend, coming up at 8:35 this morning.
And we have traffic and your weekend weather in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.